Joe Arpaio wasn't your typical sheriff, and he's not a typical candidate for a presidential pardon.
They tend to be relatively obscure people who have been in prison for a long, long time, kind of, shall we say, ordinary criminals.
Robert Weisberg is a professor of criminal law at Stanford University. He says presidential pardons are usually given to people facing stiff sentences.
What's really, really rare here is a pardon for a misdemeanor.
Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt of court, but he only faces 6 months in jail. Weisberg points to recent pardons granted by President Obama for drug offenders facing long prison terms as more common. He says pardons are normally saved for serious criminal convictions.
Misdemeanors are, you know, moderately serious convictions. So I think many would view this as a very gratuitous act by Trump.
It would also be totally outside the normal protocol for a pardon, since Arpaio claims he hasn't asked for one, something normally done through channels at the Justice Department. Arpaio's attorney, Jack Wolinchek, won't comment on any communication between the former sheriff and the White House, but he says his client would accept a pardon should the president offer it.
Joe Arpaio didn't get a fair trial. The judge should have granted him a jury trial, and if the president issues a pardon, that's a check on the system, and it's the right thing to do.
The president's basically thumbing his nose at the rule of law.
Cecilia Wong with the ACLU says a pardon from Trump would undermine his own Department of Justice.
And the role of the federal courts in ensuring that law enforcement officials like Sheriff Joe Arpaio are held to account when they violate the constitutional rights of people.
She says a pardon for Arpaio would not undo the legal victories that she and so many others fought for in the community and in the court. But Wong says regardless of what Trump actually does, the message is clear.
The president's threat is a signal that he believes in official racism, that he is literally pardoning official racism.
As the president's impending visit loomed, people gathered Friday night in Phoenix at the Puente headquarters for an art party to express their feelings and plan their resistance. Volunteers are painting signs to protest Trump and a potential Arpaio pardon. Some signs say, "Don't give up." Others are adorned with more colorful language. Maria Castro is a community organizer at Puente Human Rights Movement.
You know, I think there's a lot of anger.
She says a pardon from Trump would be a slap in the face to those in the community that have fought to see the former sheriff held accountable. But she says their struggle is larger than Joe Arpaio.
And so for us, the work doesn't end with a court date. It doesn't end with the sentencing. It doesn't end with a pardon. It continues, and we're going to continue fighting.
Ceremonial performers gather in the communal hall at Puente to the sound of a drum. On this night, they dance. On Tuesday, once again, they'll march. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.